Turning now to Nicola, our reading of Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. And this is from chapter 20, Flying Stove. Tesla's valvular conduit, which closely followed Fleming's vacuum diode, is one of the cornerstones of the modern science of fluidics. But once again, he would manage to profit very little by his discovery. Today, the Tesla turbine is at last beginning to get some of the attention it has long deserved. One of the country's leading research experts on it is Professor of Engineering Warren Rice of Arizona State University, who, however, has confined his work to the fluid mechanics of the flow processes that occur between the disks. In 1972, Walter Baumgartner built an experimental model of the Tesla turbine engine that ran on compressed air, aided by steam injection, and produced some 30 horsepower at 18,000 RPM. In the 1980s, the unique turbine is under active development for vehicular and power plant use by Sunwind Ltd. of Sebastopol, California. Sunwind Ltd. plans to use a modified version of the Tesla turbine, burning hydrogen as the optimal fuel, in a three-wheel car called the Rainbow. The turbine will also burn propane, vegetable, and gasoline. Sunwind President Mark Goldis states that researcher Peter Myers has built an experimental model of the turbine which verifies that it performs as Tesla predicted it would. He's now working on incorporating a proprietary combustion chamber to bring it up to the needs of contemporary designs and taking into account modern metallurgy. Quote, "We're convinced that the improved Myers Vortex turbine, based on Tesla's invention, will work much better than any now in use, and that it will operate at 60% efficiency, i.e., my interjection, relatively little energy loss." Quote from the dictionary, "Efficiency is the ratio of the useful work performed by a machine or in a process to the total energy expended or heat taken in," unquote. Continuing, Goldis says, "Efficiency of most other turbines is about 40%. He believes that most earlier experimenters failed in their efforts to build Tesla's turbine because they didn't understand laminar flow as opposed to turbulent flow. The turbine, says Goldis, is inexpensive and easily machined." Another California firm, General Intertech of San Diego, is building and selling the Tesla turbine as a pump. This too has been improved and modernized. Alas, future vindication does not pay current bills. Tesla was having a hard struggle to meet the costs of day-to-day operation and to keep his credit for entertaining at Delmonico's. It came as a trifling blow, a social anticlimax, when, for the second time, he was dropped for non-payment of dues by the Players Club. With both Mark Twain and Stanford White gone, his pleasure in going to the old haunt had diminished. Still, his name continued to appear regularly in the press, and I comment here, in the press other than the New York Times, continuing. Headlines never ceasing to proclaim the originality of his imagination. His ideas had news value even when substance was lacking. Quote, "Tesla's tidal wave to make war impossible," declared the English mechanic and world of science, disclosing his idea for the use of explosives to create destructive ocean waves upon demand. Little more was ever heard of this brainchild. And we're going to close our excerpt from this chapter with this comment. "It seems highly likely to me that such messages as these were about Nicola planting seeds, dropping warnings in the stream for us, we who were coming, we who have now come, the future for which he worked, In the interview I heard with Lauren Murray on KPFA years ago now, I think while I was writing Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, one of the things she said, knowing the capability of Power's space-based weapon, using the force of electrical resonances, was that she believed it was the cause of the underwater earthquake that led to the deaths of 200,000 patients.